Murphy, an officer down.
We are on the eve of a technological revolution.
We need to give Americans a figure they can rally behind.
Do you think Michael Keaton might be a racist?
I'm surprised that's what you want to start with after what I text you what this title should have been called.
You didn't text that. You autocorrected. Anyway, but do you think that about him, though? Because when he said, let's make it more tactical, I was waiting for him to say, let's make it more urban. You know, let's put him in.
But they did. Let's put him in the streets. Well, they did it. Like, you're trying to avoid the subject, but he's like, let's make it cooler. Let's make it black.
Oh, so you're telling me he's not a racist. He's trying to embrace the black people.
I'm just saying he's a, like, I'll give it this. They get business people right because this dumbass is like, we want to make this cool for kids. I know. Kids are angsty and they love that black culture, so let's make them black.
This is like goddamn WWF wrestling things. Those motherfuckers in the signs waiting by the police station. Well, he love you, RoboCop. Smash him, RoboCop. I was like, Jesus Christ. And then he turned this motherfucker. Hey, turn this movie and this nigga into a goddamn toy line now. I was like.
Of course they are. That's called marketing, which is exactly what they want when you have a $130 million dud on their hands.
Yeah, especially when it's PG-13. It's got to market to somebody because it has to get those. You got to get that new audience in there. Got to get that. We talking about the RoboCop remake, if you didn't already know that, by the way, just by saying Michael Keaton, because it ain't like he doing anything else. But
hey, speaking of 80s, he's got Beetlejuice coming back. He prays.
Man, Batman sure did get fat. I mean, goddamn. I was like, damn, dude, you put on some weight.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Time out. We're talking about Michael Keaton. We're not talking about Val Kilmer. Get it right.
I'll say both. Actually, all the Batmans got fat. even Bale. He was an American. That motherfucker was fat.
But he did that for art.
That's what happens when you Batman one day. Ben Affleck, better watch these three men. You come fat after you're done with it.
So. Jennifer Connelly will leave you for another fat man.
Exactly. She'll get her fat ball, Jewish, whatever the fuck, Arabian guy. I don't know.
She'll be like, yeah, after Dallas Buyers Club, I prefer the skinny men.
Yeah, I prefer a southern skinny man. All right. Yeah,
oh, damn it. Ah, yeah. You fucking bastard.
Ah, so, RoboCop, though, remake here. From that classic, only one of them, because the anime show sucked, and the second and third one was fucking god-awful. But, yeah. Here we're following the story of Joel Kinnaman from, you guys might know him from that show, The Killing, I believe.
Which I've never watched, but go on.
It's a pretty good damn show. He kind of carries it. So
okay, so so what you're telling me is that he's a good actor in other terms.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the only thing I've ever seen him in, so I'll say he's good in that. Let's just say that. This is the first movie I've ever seen him in, too, so... I, if he does some other stuff, I could probably go ahead and credit. I don't want to give him too much credit off one thing he's done, but he plays the potential role of Alex Murphy. I can see why they picked him, though, because he does kind of have that deadpan look that Peter Weller.
Yeah, he must have studied Weller a lot, because unlike you, I actually watched the original RoboCop this week in preparation for this.
Who said I didn't watch it?
I just assumed.
White man always trying to assume the black man. I got you. That's cool.
It's more of, I know you already do one old movie for Throwback Tuesdays, and if you look at another one and go, nah.
Yeah, and DNW, which we do RoboCop week, so yeah, I do lots of shit, and I did see the original RoboCop, so as a matter of fact, I grew up that shit. But anyway, because I watched that horrible animated show. Anyway, so Alex Murphy... one of the hardcore cops got his partner, Michael Williams plays Jack Lewis. You know his partner, he's into some deep shit. I ain't gonna lie, this role right here, he kind of did sell me on being a villain for a second, because when he was talking to that one black dude about where he got those guns from, that motherfucker did look threatening. I was like, I thought he was a cop. What the fuck? Jesus Christ. I was like, they're doing some opposite shit here. He pretty sold that role. I'll give him that part. Yeah, some shit go down, obviously. His partner gets shot. They got a hit on this guy. So they stick a car bomb. They get a car bomb on his car.
Okay, I gotta harp on this shit, because this made me laugh hard.
That shit was funny if you ask me, I'm gonna lie.
Like, literally, we joked, that looks like Inspector Gadget. No, it looks verbatim from Inspector Gadget, except more corny.
And you can tell it's PG-13 too, because they didn't really show it or zoomed in on it as well. I noticed that they stayed away from like trying to show the blood and the
right. Exactly. Like, it was literally like, "Bye, honey. I'm going to nail the perp." Bam.
No, it didn't happen like that. It was more like, "Hi, honey. I'm about to fuck the shit out of you. Goddamn alarm! I don't know what you're talking about, man. He's about to get some ass before that alarm went off." I remember that scene. I was like, "Yeah, go ahead and get that ass from your wife." Played by Abby Cornish, Clara Murphy in the movie, and I was like, yeah, and then that alarm going off, I was like, what guy would get up to a guy? I don't believe this already. See, that's unbelievable right there. I don't let that alarm play through. It doesn't matter. And then next, you know, as soon as he opens the door, that motherfucker flies back. Now, I gotta say, for Abby Cornish in this scene, now, granted, we seen it from a camera point of view, but I don't think she really sold the part of he just got blown the fuck up, because she came out, like, walking and shit. I was like, girl, you should be, like, putting your hands over your mouth and shit like that. Maybe it looks better in the visual perspective view, but on camera view, it looks horrible. So.
That's true. I actually didn't think about that, but now that you mentioned that, that's an excellent point. Because she walks out, she's like, oh, baby, I got the whipped cream. Oh, shit!
Yeah, like, when he comes back later to the house and he does, like, he solves his own crime and shit, it looked like it was a lot more emotion in that scene than it was. Because I was like, damn, he just visually put some emotion into it. Because
you know what? This remake missed the one point that I harp about of the original, where that dude, when he gets into his RoboCop suit, his first thought, especially in this movie when they set it up, should be, "My dick work? No, sir."
Yeah, he when he took that shit off, I even had to look. I was like, "Jesus Christ, put your pants back on, man! put your pants back on, man!" I guess that's not that's okay for PG-13. You can show that. I'm surprised they showed that, but he goes out revenge. He becomes RoboCop. You know, blah blah blah. He stops the ending or whatever. But yeah, I gotta say, I thought this was gonna be like dumb action, fun action. I gotta say, there was barely any action. The action that was there, that was kind of boring.
Yeah, I mean. You know what? I was
actually listening more to the story than I was the action.
This is I hate saying this, but it's the honest truth. This is what I like to call a studio remake, where they remake a film that they think the fans want, and we don't, because it's boring. We've already seen it before. Everything in this, there's nothing new to this movie.
Yeah, well, then again, coming from some people, that it might be new to them, but when we say it from us, you know, because we've seen every goddamn thing, you know, because I heard someone that said they really enjoyed it, and I was like, well, you don't see a lot of movies, and it was like, well, that's not my fault now, is it? And I was like, I guess I can't criticize you for that now, but
true.
Yeah, for someone like me or you, which we see every goddamn thing, we didn't see every story detail, but for general audiences, they probably haven't, so for them, this might be rehashing, but it does follow every damn beat of emotional thing that something's supposed to happen in any other movie you might have saw in the 21st century.
Yeah, and that's really the thing. The other thing that, you know, I hate that other critics have said this because I'm going to sound like, you know, preaching to the choir. But honestly, I mean, this is, for people who don't know, the original RoboCop was making fun of all those 80 macho stupid action movies, and it did a good job doing it. And this just feels like the movie it was making fun of.
It felt like, because I felt like there were some ideas in there of making fun of 21st century stuff as far as technology wise or whatever, and it didn't seem to really go that far into
it. Right, they don't flesh them out.
No, and I wouldn't. Oh, this is a first time writer that wrote this, and a director who's never really done any American work. He's done some shorts and stuff like that, so this is his first big major release. I wonder if better hands, maybe it would have been more fleshed out as far as that goes. I do think, I think one of the biggest sins, for me at least, is the action is boring and really not there, and then the movie kind of drags in pieces and stuff, and you're just like, oh, okay. Because I will say, it doesn't capture what the original did, which I don't want to even bring the original up, because I hate doing that in these fucking remake movies, because it's own movie. Because I will say I do give the movie credit for not following shot by shot. I do.
I agree with you on that. I completely agree with you on that. I
appreciate that a lot, actually. And I thought that was saying, oh, but his family knows, if they couldn't do anything about it or see him, and he was turning more into this robot character. I thought it was a little hard in there, but they didn't really do much with it as well. They tried to.
Yeah. And that was a factor, you know, they show that in the trailer where pretty much it's this guy who, you know, this suit, they're trying to take away his humanity, and it's more about a fight with his humanity. I was like, huh, you know, if you are going to remake it, that's an idea to go with. I kind of like that. And they do, you know, that's kind of the thing that's hitting this movie emotionally, but it just, they don't really go anywhere with it.
You know what another problem is, too, is it's not fun.
No.
I think had it been rated R, I don't know, maybe, well, then again, PG-13 movies are fun, though. I mean, at least the superhero ones, at least. But then again, when I was watching this, I was like, well, you know, I'm not even going to harp on the rating. It's more because it has a serious tone to it with all these dramatic beats, which the original RoboCop had a serious tone into it as far as the social statements it was making and stuff, but it was goofy as shit and corny as fuck.
Right, exactly. It had statements to make, but it knew when to have fun. And, you know, you keep bringing up the rating, and I think that's a great criticism, because one of the things that makes that original so fun is the gore factor, because they just got fucking crazy with it.
Yeah, and here, man, it was so serious that they forgot how to have fun. I found myself not really laughing as much, because, you know, PG-13, that's what you do. You laugh, and you're like, oh, that's dumb action, shit like that. The action scenes in here, there barely is any.
They are filmed well.
Yeah, even in the last action scene, that didn't really, I was like, oh, here we go, about to go all out now. And that kind of got, like, thrown away. I was like, oh, that's it?
You know what it felt like? That final fight scene, it felt like a fucking video game finale.
It did, actually. I ain't gonna lie, I was disappointed by the action, to be honest, because I was like, I'm expecting an all-out action movie, and I don't expect the story to be good. But they tried to put more, it looked like they put more effort into the story than they did the action, which I would think for something like this, since you're not going to capture it, I think they should have probably put more in the action as well.
Right. I mean, like, I don't really know what else to say.
You know, I will say that everybody did a good job, though. I think
yes, that's a good point to bring up. The acting on all four parts is pretty good. I even say, you know, from a technological standpoint, the director did a fine job. All the scenes look fine.
Yeah, even all the other. The first 20 minutes, though, I ain't gonna lie, I was enjoying it because I thought that shit was scary as hell in that when they were in Iraq or Afghanistan or whatever.
Yeah.
And robots were calling people out, and I was just like, oh shit, dude. I was like,
yeah, now.
This will make a badass kind of like thriller horror right here. It's like, oh, our government's being run by robots and shit, and they're calling you out to check you, and like that robot blew up that kid and shit like that. I was like, oh shit, dude.
The Terminator series went, god damn, we got our fifth movie.
Yeah, I was like, if they keep this kind of momentum up, I was like, is this. I was trying to think of a social statement this could make, and I was looking at that, and I was like, machines can scare the fuck out of you if you let them run. I will say, one thing did make me laugh, and at the end, it was Samuel Jackson. I think he was the only kind of person in this whole movie that was actually trying to put some comedic effects worth in here.
I think it's more of he understood what his character was, which, once again, I am so glad the movies are finally doing this. Samuel Jackson's character is a Fox News correspondent.
He does it the best, I have to say.
Yeah, he does. That shit. He does.
He sold that shit.
And, ironically enough, the black man sells it, but which I'm sure makes Fox News even angrier.
Where Michael Keaton, he brought him on, and he was interviewing the other guy, too, and he just cut that other dude off and was like, Michael Keaton is right, everybody.
I mean,
it's straight Fox News shit right there.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what, you just picked out the one scene in the movie besides the car bomb from Inspector Gadget that made me laugh really hard.
I laughed at those two scenes. I didn't really laugh hard. The one I did laugh hard at is towards the end where Gary Oldman does a great job in this movie. I will give him that. He plays Dr. Norton. He's giving that speech at the court meeting. He's talking about, I did reprogram to have feelings and stuff like that. And Samuel Jackson cuts the screen off like, lock that motherfucker up right there. It's like, look at this shit, America. Look at it. And I saw the lights in the background of his, like, because he had, like, the technology in here looked really amazing. Where he had, like, a LED screen going on with the map and shit like that. That shit started going black. I thought he might have got fired or something. I was like, oh, they fired his ass for cussing us.
Yeah. But all those funny scenes aside, I mean, that does not help a two-hour movie. That's the other thing that we even talked about. This movie is long, and it feels long.
Is it only 2 hours? I thought it was longer. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it is 119 minutes.
You
just said it best. It feels longer.
Yeah, that middle part kind of fucking, it dragged a little. I was getting a little bored at times. I'm about 50-50 on what I hate and what I like. I think my most admiration is going to go towards as far as science. I see a remake that didn't follow shot by shot, which is what I wanted when I came out of here. I was like, I don't want to see a shot for shot, for the fucking guy. And I think they did have some cool elements in here, but I don't think they handled it in the proper way that they should have. I know I did say this before the movie came out. I was like, this is an opportunity to make better sequels, but I don't even know where a sequel would go after watching the ending of this.
Yeah, it doesn't even set itself up properly. Like, I know these guys really want a franchise out of this, but I don't think you got it, boys. I don't think you got it.
So what would you give it then, Lil?
I'm giving this a, No, I am going to go with that. I'm going to give it a low stream it. These are the kind of remakes I hate, where they don't really try to do anything new. You can tell a studio controlled this thing front to back based on what they thought people wanted to see from this. And it's just one of those sequels that I don't understand. I mean, not sequels. It's one of those remakes that I just don't understand got made, especially one that was $130 fucking million. I don't know where the shit that money went.
No, you can say this is a sequel, because I will say this is fucking better than 2 and 3.
Well, yeah. I, you know what? I will give you those points. But I guess just on the whole, it's just boring as shit.
Yeah. It's funny because it's supposed to be like a new all-out action movie for the kids. I was not expecting it to, but I was actually paying more attention to the wife and the Alex Murphy story here. I was just like, I don't even want to see that, to be honest. But I say feel like that this is better than what else is ever going on in this movie. For me, once again, I'm 50-50 on it. I mean, the shit that everybody criticized about it, I don't argue with them at all because they're right about it. The stuff I do like is more of an admiration that they took for the movie. Oh, God, it's going to be a hard one. I'm in the low-rented, high-streamed area, so I'll give it more admiration just for not taking plot from the original. So I'll just go low-rented.
All right.
I wouldn't mind watching it again, but I'd fast-forward up. Probably a little bit in that middle part.
Fair enough. So,
my man Mike Keaton, though.
I have to ask, what do you think would happen if a black person got put in the RoboCop suit?
Oh, they would open fire on his ass right away. He's resisting. I was actually going, they should go with your autocorrect idea of a Robo Lopo or some shit like that.
Robo Loco.
Yeah, Robo Loco, the Mexican version, you know.
Danny Trejo stars in.
Instead of a gun that pops out, shit, a fucking, like, a edger pops out and shit, and some clippers or whatever.
Tacos.
Lawnmower comes out of his feet and shit.
Oh, good lord.
He shoots oranges out of his hands.
You're right, though. A black person would never be able to be in this suit, because they would just wake up and be like, can I use my dick? No. Pow!
They would have used his partner, and they would have been like, let's make a tackle, put it in blue. You in the saw face. You wouldn't know what the fuck it was. You'd have been like, all I see is a red high beam in the middle of there right there. I don't know what else is going on in here. So that motherfucker don't have no reaction. He's a soulless ghost. So you know what? Fuck it. I'm all up for a black person doing this. You know what? How about an Asian guy too at that?
Now there's your reboot. There's your reboot. See, these guys missed the ball.
I say pull over.
Allow me to get in my car. Wait, no.
Later, best. <Fucked up.
laughs> Later.
Somehow, he's overriding the system's priorities.
The human element will always be present. Compassion, fear, instinct. They will always interfere with the system.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.